The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Praise God! We just entered a new season, and this country is turning around towards righteousness in a rapid phase. The great move of God has begun. My instruction from the Lord since last year is to focus and be in the country from Election Day all the way to the inauguration of President Trump. We all know that President Trump will win the election last year because it was prophesied that President Trump is a two-term president, not necessarily consecutive. We still have lots of work to do, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We must remain vigilant and grateful for what God is doing in this country. We must always remember we have powerful weapons in our spiritual warfare, and the victory has been handed to us, okay? And this is what I'm going to discuss with you today. The power of words, the power of prayer and praise to our God, the power of our seed faith, the power of our obedience to the Word of God, and the wonderful, awesome power and hope in revelation and teachings from the Holy Spirit. Let me share with you an example of the power of prayer, okay, and praise to the Lord. It is amazing, and you'll be encouraged by this. Let me just start with many of those in the body of Christ miss this great power and opportunity because we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want the approval and acknowledge of men, wherein we have an audience of one. If God did not destroy the earth because of one obedience of one man, Noah, God does not change. It is the same with us now. And I just wanted to remind you, it is so powerful, okay? Many years ago, I started hearing and reading about Elon Musk. After praying for him, I was telling the Lord, Lord, the gift of his and his sharp mind, they come from you and it's for mankind. And everything that this man thinks about is advancement for mankind. It is not just about himself or power, and it made him be set apart. So I start praying for his salvation. I start praying that Musk will understand that this gift is from God and he has a greater purpose in life, that he will be aware of God. I could just imagine what it will be when he gets saved and get led by the Holy Spirit, being taught by the Holy Spirit. It's going to be an amazing for the whole world. And so I've been praying for him quietly in my pajamas a lot of times in my prayer time. And after a few years, probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I shared this to the congregation. I said, I've been praying for Elon Musk, and you all have to agree with me. And that is during the COVID. And they agree with me, and they listen, so they start praying for him too. So God started answering my prayer specifically when Elon Musk bought Twitter. And it paved the way for the freedom of speech to be on even keel. It brought the freedom of speech back to the United States. And it's the beginning of greater exploits for him. And many Christians are praying for him, okay? And one time I was reading, and it lists the richest people in the world. And the Holy Spirit told me, start praying for them, not just Elon Musk, so that I can use them for this country to become prosperous again and to continue to lead in everything. So I start praying for specific people, like for the owner of Walmart and, the billionaires. And the other thing, of course, including Elon Musk, I start prophesying. Then the Lord pointed out to me a person that I was not really familiar with, the founder and chairman of the Oracle, which is now based in Texas. His last name is Ellison. And I start praying for him. After several weeks, the Lord told me that he is not finished with Ellison yet, and that he is going to use him for a greater achievement and greater technology for mankind. So I start prophesying for him, and I try to find how he looked like, and I just found out a few days ago on television news. And I shared this with Joshua a few years ago, and I told Joshua, the founder of Oracle, the Lord is going to use him mightily to advance technology for mankind. And of course, I'm praying for, I continue to pray for the others, that God is going to use them, that they get to know the Lord. And now, there was a news several days ago that the Stargate has been set up for AI, and they have $500 billion in investment, and they already have facilities in Texas, which bring to another manifestation of the prophecy concerning the state of Texas, that Texas is going to lead in science and technologies, in arts and entertainment, which is already happening, and in righteous governance. It has happened, and it is happening now. It's manifestation, and it should signal for the body of Christ to focus not on politics anymore, but on what the Lord is telling them and their position in the body of Christ at this time, because it is a signal to us and a confirmation that the transfer of wealth and influence is taking place, and it's going to be in an accelerated manner this time. The season. When President Trump acknowledged that God saved him from that assassination attempt in Pennsylvania because he has a purpose and a calling to make America great again, when he acknowledged that before the whole world, and he did that with sincerity, now, United States of America, in spite of the challenges that we're still going to correct, and do, United States of America is now one nation under God, and his name is Jehovah, okay? And the spiritual warfare, our prayer is, we can do it in secret. Do not assume that when God showed you something that you have to tell that individual, that you have to face it, that everybody's camera will be focused on you. That is bringing attention to yourself. You are not decreasing, but increasing in the eyes of men. We're supposed to decrease. God is not going to share his glory to us. This is one thing that we need to understand. Our prayers do get answered, especially those that are prayed in secret and are in accordance to God's perfect will. We never change our confession. We never change our stand when instead of President Trump 2021, instead of continuing his term, we never change our position. And I always tell you through this radio broadcast, pray for our president now, President Biden. God allowed him to be in the White House, and pray for his salvation and protection. And pray for President Trump. And that's what we did. We have an audience of one, and that is God Almighty, and he is the one to please, not man. He is the one who called us. He's the one who saved us through his son. He loved on us, called us, qualified us. And for me, I'm just grateful to be a part of this great move of God. Are you listening to me? If God show me about your calling or are interested in pursuing that calling, I'll continue to pray for you. And I continue to prophesy. And if God said so, I will even mentor you. But not on one-on-one. Listen to me. Not on one-on-one. Not on personal ministry. You have to be hungry enough and you have to trust God and pursue God and believe that God called you. You have to believe and it has to produce corresponding action. We must all be patient. Many of the prophecies, even visions from God, are shared to the ministry team or congregation and even through this radio broadcast. But my prayer and intercession and prophecies, most of them are done in secret, in my personal prayer time, ministering to our Lord Jesus Christ, and even prophesying to individuals without them knowing about it. We don't advertise them. I don't advertise them. We must continue to be fearless in the things of God. We must continue to be nameless and faceless, not taking away glory from God or even attention to the move of God. No, don't bring attention to yourself. I would say that we have been very effective in keeping our hearts right by not seeking the limelight or pursuing material things. God knows, and He is faithful, and He does not play favorites. I cannot share with you everything that I prayed or prophesied that God manifested. There were so many. What I'm sharing with you now is about the prophecy about President Trump and my assignment concerning this. And now that he's inaugurated, now me and Joshua are heading back to the Philippines to continue to mentor Freedom Fellowship Church and other pastors and leaders there and share with them how things get manifested like here in the country. And I'm going to teach them about prophecy. Okay? So it is important because you know what? When me and Joshua get back, there will be a new assignment for me. Those that had been faithful, I'm going to spend time with them, how to hear from God and to mentor them to receive specific and detailed instruction concerning the transfer of influence, concerning the transfer of wealth, and their role in this great move of God. Because many nations will open up for the gospel, and we need to increase in number, and we need to mature the body of Christ, okay? And serving God and being with God and under His perfect will always be an adventure. I could never get used in His presence or being amazed on all the miracles and signs and wonders and the salvation. You can never get enough of it. The more you experience the love of God and the presence of God and to hear His voice, well done, Christina, I'm so excited. You will do and wanted to do anything and everything for Him. Okay? It is amazing. So there is a power in your prayer. You don't need a podium. You don't need a camera. You don't need an audience. You and I have the same audience. We have the audience of one, okay? And we will be rewarded outwardly, publicly, when the time comes when we can handle it, okay? Because you know what? In my experience in the ministry, when God move mightily and people would just want to touch you and to listen, record everything that you say, as if I've been prophesying 24/7, when the healing comes and people followed me, I cannot go anywhere. People followed me all the way to the bathroom wanting to get ministered to. You will think twice whether you want to be really known. For me, it's very unsettling because I know you can easily get drunk with acknowledgement and approval of men. And I told the Lord, don't give me anything that I cannot handle. I don't want to lose my place in your heart. And I don't want to mess things up for Him. He has done so much for me. So don't seek it. instead seek the audience of God. It is amazing. I always share my supernatural experiences with God so that you all are going to be jealous and wanted to be a part of it, because you know, as well as I do, that God does not play favorites. I just happened to fall in love with Him, and I continue to pursue Him. Amen. Okay. Another subject that I wanted to share with you is the power of our seeds. You know, last election and all this lawfare going on against President Trump, and it keeps on and on and on, that the onslaught, nobody can survive that except somebody who's chosen by God and covered with prayers. Trump was a fighter and very adamant and determined. So you remember this, the state of New York, they finally thought that they got him cornered and there's no way out for him. He lost the local lawsuit and it's up for appeal. But before he can appeal, he had to raise almost half a billion dollars in bonds and cash just to file an appeal. And they were getting ready to confiscate his properties in New York. It seemed like there is no way out. I was praying, and the ministry team are praying. After our Wednesday night service, the team are still there, and we're getting ready to go home. And I heard this voice from the Holy Spirit: Christina, I want you and the ministry team to touch the finances of President Trump. So I called on everybody, and I mandated them, hey, and said, all of you do not leave. Just take out your credit, debit card, or a check, and we're going to touch the financial need of President Trump. Even though it's only $5, $10, $20, God did not give a specific amount, so I know you all have $5 in your account. And everybody complied. We stayed at the facility until late, about 10:30 at night, but we are so excited. Everybody complied, including the younger people, okay? And you know what? Because I don't ask for money, I don't beg for money, I don't give hint, so they know that this is serious and that I heard from God. And within 24 hours, the appellate court intervened, and they lowered the bond set for President Trump from $500 million to $175 million. And Trump was able to post that bond. The power of a seed. The power of our obedience. A seed of $5, $10, $20, when you obey God, that seed of yours has power. And God will always remember your obedience. The amount is not important to Him. It is your obedience, okay? When we obey God, miracles will start manifesting. Now we have a president in the White House. And we definitely know that President Trump is the one who's in charge. Are you getting this, body of Christ? Okay. We have to continue to pray for our political leaders, and we have to continue to pray for one another. And even those who opposed him, we need to pray for them so that they will see the light and this family will be united. Our country is not perfect, but it is the best in the world. And now our priority and our focus: love of God, love of country, and love of family will be normal again in this country. I want to remind you, my dear brothers and sisters, the best expression of gratitude that we can show or demonstrate to our Lord Jesus Christ in everything that He did is to receive what He has for us and to become who we are in Him. To believe and to trust Him. And just like what He says, if you love Me, you obey My commands. Our gratitude, our show of gratitude to Jesus for our country is moving forward towards righteousness and not to be divisive, okay? And you and I, we are not going to make the same mistakes again by many Christians in 20 and 2021. They idolized, many Christians idolized Trump, Trump this and Trump that, and prophecies are so reactive instead of calling those things that are not as though they were. And everybody is reactive as far as prophecy is concerned. At this time, we continue to pray. We continue to be law-abiding citizens of this country. We continue to sow seeds in other nations. And we must continue to focus on the calling of God that He has for us, for you, and for me. Okay? So, now that the inauguration is done, now it is time for me to mentor the FFCI, the Freedom Fellowship Church ministry team, and the pastors and leaders in that country to mature and to show them how we did it here in this country and how this country turned around in spite of us because of God's mercy and because of the seeds of our founding fathers and the seed of the Christians here, the body of Christ here, even in the times past, all over the world. We are harvesting that. We are harvesting mercy and a second chance from God, okay? So my going there and Joshua, we will focus on those teams. And it is a seed for our great state of Texas, for United States of America, and for our children and children's children. I've been praying, and Joshua's praying, and we're getting ready, that it could be one of the most powerful conference, if not the most powerful conference, life-changing conference we ever held in the Philippines. Amen. And by the time you listen to this, Joshua and I are probably in the middle of Pacific Ocean, flying towards Tokyo and then Tokyo to Manila. Hey, it's such a short trip. It's only about 27 hours. So I repeat, don't seek recognition. Not this time. Do not seek the limelight. Do not pursue riches. If we obey God and do what He says, blessings shall overtake us. They will find us. Blessings will find us. God will never forget our obedience, our seeds, and our good work. He is so wonderful and so perfect. Remember, we have an audience of one, and I am excited for each and every one of us. I'm excited for our country, and I'm excited for the whole world that in our lifetime, we will see the greatest move of God, and we're part of it. That's never been recorded in the history of the church, okay? So be encouraged today. We may have suffered delays and setbacks, but we are still here and still standing, and God is still the faithful and the loving God. Let us unite and become one to turn into a mighty army of the living God. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who persevered under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Always remember, like Father Abraham in James chapter 2, verse 22, his faith and his deeds or action worked together, and Father Abraham's faith was made complete by his deeds. And I'm running out of time. Pray for me and Joshua for the greatest conferences that we're going to hold in the Philippines. And I'm going to report to you once we get back. And God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's SOGMI@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, SOGMI.org. That is SOGMI.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to SOGMI.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.